The fact of the matter is that Radio Democracy had invited me to be on air. I was there. The station went off at some point. I was even making calls trying to see what was happening. I woke up very early from my house to be at the station to engage the people of Sierra Leone, something that I've been doing and I believe is my sacred duty. It's a duty of government. And what happened is the station went off. We waited until almost an hour. They couldn't get the station back on, and then I left. And then a few hours later, my phone starts buzzing. Apparently, fake news had gone to overdrive because somebody apparently had leaked the interview that the outgoing American ambassador had done. I think they needed a cover story for leaking the interview. And basically, the cover story has become, for some reason, that I was there to stop 98 from airing an interview. How do you stop a pre-recorded interview from airing? It is beyond ridiculous.
The reason I ask is because, and I listened to part of the ambassador's interview where he mentioned the recent election. The suggestion here is that the ambassador's interview was critical of the election, and that I think you demanded a response.
That's patently false. First of all, we had no idea about what the ambassador would have said. I was invited to Radio Democracy. You can independently confirm that. I was there to engage the media, which is something that we were doing. Just the day before, we had our press conference. They wanted to ask additional questions on clarifying. And I suppose that part of the conversation will have been an opportunity, which we look forward to respond on the substance of some of the things the outgoing ambassador had to say. I think he gave some of his personal opinions on stuff, which is entitled to, but none of those things will warrant the government of Sierra Leone to even imagine stopping an interview. This is, again, it's beyond the pale.
You mentioned the ambassador says something or in his interview, he talked again. As I said, he talked about the election. What does your government think about what he said?
The government of Sierra Leone has been very clear. Elections are over. There's only one competent body in our country that has the powers to question our election results. And that is the courts of Sierra Leone. Those who have the standing to do so can go to courts. Our president has been certified as duly elected. We enjoy and continue to enjoy a very good working relationship with our international partners, including the United States. We're having conversations that are frankly above this particular ambassador, who seems to have some personal views that he seems excited to project and share, which we have no problems with him sharing his personal views, but they do not reflect, frankly, the spirit, the nature, and the content of our wider strategic engagement with the United States of America and the very close relationship and partnerships that we enjoy and we continue to pursue. I think the ambassador's opinions, I think we will not waste time on his personal opinion.
Minister, thank you so much again. A pleasure to speak with you always.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.